men can be victims of interpersonal violence as well. And so, you know, the Women's Crisis Center, when you hear that, you would think that we wouldn't be able to serve men.
This is Adam Goss. He's the executive director of Friends Against Family Violence in Uinta County, formerly the Women's Crisis Center. In addition to changing their name to be more inclusive, the nonprofit recently hired a community advocate to broaden their engagement in the county. Goss is especially excited about a new pilot program they're starting with the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition.
So we are working with the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition to pilot a program called the Domestic Violence High-Risk Team. Basically, it's bringing together some key players in our community, bring them together to identify some high-risk cases in our community. So now we can hold offenders more accountable, we can respond more effectively as a team, we can, you know, share information across these different key players.
The Domestic Violence High-Risk Team would be a community-led effort to determine if a domestic violence situation is potentially lethal to the victim. Similar programs exist in other areas across the country, and it uses a lethality assessment program. The assessment uses data and techniques from law enforcement and other leaders to intervene and help a victim in a potentially dangerous situation. The pilot is very much in its early stages, and Goss emphasizes that there are lots of other resources for people in Uinta County.
It's not just sheltering, it's help with safety planning or going through some legal services. Reach out to our crisis line, and we are more than happy to help people in our community.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.